How to speak of Christ's victory over death without contempt, the Christian response to Santa Muerte devotion and death protection spirituality is not contempt, it is resurrection hope. Many people drawn to death-related folk devotion are not beginning with a theology textbook. They are beginning with fear. Fear of enemies, fear of prison, fear of deportation, fear of sickness, fear of curses. Fear of losing a child? Fear of dying alone? Fear that God is too holy, too distant, or too unavailable for people like them? A Christian leader listens for that fear. Then, with permission, the leader points to Jesus Christ. The gospel does not deny death. Jesus stood at tombs. Jesus wept. Jesus was betrayed, beaten, crucified, and buried. Christianity does not offer a shallow spirituality that says, just think positively. It proclaims something stronger. Christ entered death and defeated it. That is why we can speak with tenderness and courage. A helpful gospel bridge might sound like this. It seems like protection and death have been close to your story. Christians believe death is powerful, but not ultimate. We believe Jesus Christ went into death and rose again. He is not afraid of the places that frighten us. Would you be open to hearing more about that hope? Notice the tone. It does not mock. It does not shame. It does not say, you are stupid for being afraid. It says, your fear is real, but Christ is greater. For officiants, this may come up in funeral planning. A family may want folk prayers, candles, or protective objects included in a service. The Christian leader must be gracious but clear about what can and cannot be included in a Christian ceremony. For chaplains, this may come up in prison, recovery, hospital, hospice, or reentry ministry. The leader may see tattoos, symbols, or devotional language connected to Santa Muerte. The goal is not to interrogate. The goal is to discern whether the person is open to care, conversation, prayer, scripture, and a faithful next step. For ministry coaches and pastors, this may emerge when someone wants freedom from fear but feels spiritually trapped. Move slowly. Encourage safe community. Use scripture with care. Pray by permission. Refer when danger, trauma, coercion, or abuse is present. Christian witness is clear. We do not put our hope in death. We put our hope in the crucified and risen Christ. Darkness is real. Fear is real. Death is real. But Jesus Christ is Lord.